Turks, it's almost I think he could be a top 10 pick if he only had one of his attributes. Like if he was just a pure skill guy who ran half walls and, you know, kind of navigated the middle of the ice and wasn't all that abrasive, I think he could be a top 10 pick that way. And I think that if he didn't have that all around, that, you know, the flashy skill game that he does possess, if he was just a power forward and, you know, consistently brought pucks to the net and was really basically just a threat from the goal line or the net front of the power play, he could also be a top 10 pick with that skill set. So, I mean, to me, when he gets to combine them both and when he's on his game, the defending team truly doesn't have a clue on what he's going to do. If you try to back off on him, he's got the wherewithal to carve the middle and then utilize the whatever ice is available in your broken down gap. And, you know, first off, he's gonna drive you and put you on your heels and take you to the rack. And so you don't know how to defend him. You try to play the body on him, he'll bull you over, or he'll you know, toe drag you. And if you try to play him stick on puck and you try to play a finesse defense game and you try to absorb him, well, then again, he's ready to react accordingly. So he's really tough to defend. He can score and produce from a multitude of areas and attack methods. And so really intriguing. And it's one of those guys too. It's kind of like he's going to carry a bit of Brad Marchand to his game in regard to how the fan base takes to him. He's just going to be loved by the fans because he's tireless in his work ethic, and he's so consistent, and he's got a magnetic personality. He's a great kid, humble yet real funny and really really thoughtful and smart too. So it's a really unique package, and one of my favorites that I've ever coached, which is saying a lot, because I've had a class of players come through the NTDP that's been pretty unique.